use the order of evening suffrages on page 155. 155. The psalm for this evening will be Psalm 100, read in unison on page 199. Begin our worship in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. Third day he rose again from the dead, ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the holy Christian Church, communion of sins, forgiveness of sins, resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The psalm for this evening is Psalm 100, page 199. We will read it in unison. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. The choir will sing.
Thank you.
Boy, that's really proclamation. Too bad we can't begin each day as well as end some of our days with proclamation like that. Hope we're not scaring too many away. Our scripture lesson for this evening's meditation is taken from 2 Corinthians, the second chapter, beginning with the 14th verse. But thanks be to God, who in Christ always leads us in triumph, and through us spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of him everywhere. For we are the aroma of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are punishing. To one, a fragrance from death to death, to other, a fragrance from life to life. Who is sufficient for these things? For we are not like so many peddlers of God's word, but as men of sincerity, as commissioned by God, in the sight of God, we speak in Christ. And the choir illustrated what we'd like to spend a few minutes on this evening, and that is everyone's proclamation. Proclamation isn't limited to really a special few. And I'd like to just talk a little bit about if everyone isn't a priest. We hear so much about the fact that every man is a priest. Why do we so often talk about the priesthood of all believers? Is it really possible that some of us might even not be interested in being priests? Looking around, even tonight, you visually wouldn't think maybe even this group, too many candidates, would go in for the priesthood. And yet, talking about the priesthood of all believers, it would put us under an obligation to service, and there might not be too many of us that are really interested in being obligated to service. There are lots of times when we just like to shut the door on things and forget about service for a while. There's also perhaps the possibility that being a priest, if we accept the priesthood of all believers, that this might slow us down a few times. And I don't know if we're ready to accept this either. Is it even necessary to consider the priesthood of all believers? Perhaps this is just an attempt for the laity of the church to elevate themselves into a position of prominence within the religious community. Why is it not sufficient for us to accept a division within our ranks of the Christian life? It's really not so bad to have a professional and amateur branch of the church. It helps to formally divide the work of the church. Really, if we didn't have status in the church, how would the mimeographing get done and the church cleaned and these functions? So maybe we're really not interested in a priesthood of all believers. But to get some answers and to help put our Christian life into perspective, let's consider the following points. First of all, God created and daily sustains this world and all that is within. That our life is not complete unless we are in relation to our Creator and to others that He has created. Now, if we accept both of these points, we can all be ready to accept the fact of the priesthood of all believers. Some of you are familiar with Hertz's book on Every Man a Priest. And in this, he lists two points which provide the functions of a priest. First of all, a priest handles sacred things. Secondly, a priest approaches God on behalf of others. Now, God has created all things. There is nothing that we can rightly claim as being our own, since God has created everything. On the other hand, I think it's important for all of us to realize that what God has given us, He has given us. He is not the great warehouseman in the sky, giving out things when we need them and taking them up when they're not being used. God gives a gift, and He really gives it. All that we deal with was made available through the love of God. The way we deal with creation should reflect our relationship to Christ. The way we deal with this creation, which He has put in our hands, really should reflect how we look upon our relationship to Christ. In dealings with family, in dealings with friends, in dealings with job, in dealings with society. All of these would tend to not show others, but show ourselves perhaps what our relationship to Christ is. Another exciting thing is that creation is really still in the process, and all that we handle allows us to partake in God's creation. Now, I think this is a real exciting thing, because even though perhaps what we might call the formal creation has taken place, enough of the creation has taken place to allow us to exist and to enjoy what God has created. But yet, in every aspect of our life, God is providing us the opportunity to take part and to take part in this creation which is still going on in terms of raising a family, creating a life in this sense as a helper of God. Whether we take part in art, creating something in the pottery shop, God has created the elements which allow us to also take part in his creation. This then allows us to look at the second priestly function, which is that we stand before God on behalf of our neighbor. This makes our relationship with others rather exciting and yet rather serious. As we come closer to God, we tend to forget about self and to think more about our relationship and think more about others. Then this means that if we alienate a friend, if we alienate an associate, and this happens often through a bad day in our life, through some unfortunate incident, then it's not a victory in a personal power struggle, but it is totally a defeat in the sight of God, because a relationship has been broken. A relationship which God has created has been broken, and therefore this is definitely a defeat. We have a rather strange relationship with our fellow man. First of all, God has created each one of us as humans. He has created you as well as he has created me. And in this creation, he has given us each a free mind and a free will. He has also made us only responsible to him. We don't have to worry, really, what others think of our person. We can feel free to express ourselves before God and man, and we know that we're only responsible to God. But in this, we can't neglect our responsibility to our fellow man. This always goes hand in hand. In fact, we can never have a true relationship with God unless our relationship with man is in line. We can now tie all of these priestly functions together in terms of worship. And this is the point where we all come together. First, as priests, we can thank God for the priests to the priests, and that is our pastors and our minister. No one carries more burdens, and really no one knows probably more joy than the pastors. And yet they constantly need strength, just like every priest needs strength. And this is where worship comes into being. Worship is the time when we come to get strengthened, where we strengthen one another, not only as the pastor strengthens the congregation, but as the congregation, in terms of a response, strengthens and gives purpose for the pastor being a pastor. In worship, we can intercede for others. And this is a mighty important function of the priest. This can be through prayer, both formal and informal. Informal prayer can take place really without our knowing it. In fact, I think it's taken place in the last week where we were concerned about getting an electrician up here to look at some of our electrical things. Now, I'll have to admit that I didn't formally take this need to God in prayer. But yet in our concern, in our discussing it with one another, up pops an electrician. Now, why he came, we're not sure, but I think it really was through prayer, and this wasn't the formal part of our prayer. There's, of course, opportunities and the necessity of formal prayer. And this is really shows the necessity and the great aspect of the village through the noon intercession of prayer, when a group, small as it may be or as large as it may be, can gather in a corporate group to bring not only their concerns, but the concerns of the community, the concerns of the world, before the people that are there. This is where sharing really takes place. And it isn't until we sometimes take part in this sharing do we really have an opportunity to again carry through this priestly function which God has given us. We all recognize our dependence on each other, especially in worship. Now, private worship is perhaps desirable, but corporate worship is essential. There are times when private worship is necessary, where we find ourselves in a situation where perhaps we can't get together with others. So private worship is necessary. But corporate worship is really essential for our well-being. Again, we can't live in this world without one another. It's an impossibility. We have to realize this. We weren't created for our own being. We were created because God loved us, and God created us for a purpose. And he created each one of us for a purpose, and therefore we share in this purpose. And therefore we share in the worship, which is the time when we come together to get strengthened. Proclamation does not come easy. The devil hits this one hard. Whether it becomes proclamation in terms of personal witnessing, or if it's proclamation in terms of a pastor with a proclamation before a congregation. It's difficult. There are a lot of roadblocks that the devil puts in the way. But here again is one of the priestly functions that we all take place in. Again, whether it is in a formal setting or in a less formal setting of personal witnessing. But I think one thing that we'll all have to admit to, and that is that we are all priests. Let us constantly renew each other as we fulfill our priestly opportunities before God and one another. Shall we continue with the evening suffrages on page 155? Blessed art thou, O Lord, God of our fathers. Blessed be the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Blessed art thou, O Lord, in the firmament of heaven. The Almighty and Merciful Lord, bless and preserve us.
Amen.
Vouchsafe, O Lord, this night.
Keep us from
our sins. O Lord, have mercy upon us. O Lord, let thy mercy be upon us. Hear my prayer, O Lord. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. We give thanks unto thee, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, thy dear Son, that thou hast this day so graciously protected us. And we beseech thee to forgive us all our sins and the wrong which we have done. And by thy great mercy, defend us from all the perils and dangers of this night. Into thy hands we commend our bodies and souls and all that is ours. Let thy holy angel have charge concerning us, that the wicked one have no power over us. Amen. Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with us all. Amen. We'll close by singing hymn 405.